Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about having Ravi Hutheesing back on the show. Ravi Hutheesing is one of the cultural diplomats of the U.S. Department of State. He's an international corporate speaker and a cross-culture catalyst. He's the founder of Ravi Unite Schools. Recently, when we talked to him, he's been in Chile. He was sequestered down there in the coronavirus pandemic period, but now he's back. He's back in the USA, and we're glad to have him back. Ravi, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be with you.
Welcome home.
Yeah, it's been a long trip. But
you were in Chile for 6 months.
USA.
You were down there working.
Yeah.
Tell us the story. You were down there working and you can tell us, remind us what you were doing there, and then the coronavirus hit. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really interesting because I've been working on this project. One of the things I do with the U.S. Department of State is I create these songwriting workshops that bring together people from traditionally opposed cultures and religions. And so I had one set up there for February of this year, but because of the social unrest going on back at the end of 2019, that was delayed, and it wasn't going to happen anyway in February. But I decided to still go down that week at the end of February to try to, you know, reschedule this. And while I was there, all of a sudden, the borders closed, international flights stopped, and it was going to be tough for me to get out of there. So I just decided to stay put, see what happens for a week or two, and then, all right, let's see what happens over the course of the next month. And before I knew it, 6 months had gone by before, you know, really feasible for me to get back here. And I'm staying with some good friends that I have down there, which was a very interesting situation because they have four kids, 13, 15, 19, and 21. And we were all quarantined together, and school was flipped upside down, and they were learning from home.
So this temporary house guest wound up staying.
He became part of the furniture. So, you know, but it was really interesting because, you know, most of my keynote speaking is in education, and I wanted to write this book about how education has to pivot. And all of a sudden, here I am in South America quarantine.
With time on your hands.
With time on my hands, exactly. So, you know, it was a great opportunity for me to sit there on the coast of the Pacific watching the sunset over the ocean every day.
Sometimes things happen for a reason, don't they? You know, I won't tell this. I want to come back to you here. What did you learn while you were in Chile about being, you know, being there and in those circumstances? What did you learn?
Well, you know, a lot of what I learned is what all of us have learned through this pandemic, which is that, you know, the way things were and the normal lives that we were leading doesn't necessarily have to be that way. We're all rediscovering ways to do our work. We're rediscovering our priorities and our interests. And, you know, for me, the process of writing the book was fairly cathartic in that sense. But, you know, I'm a keynote speaker. My life depends on air travel and hotels.
Mm-hmm. You're a road warrior.
Yeah, but, you know, that's probably the last industry to come back, you know, based on the guidelines.
Very similar, and not unlike what happened in 2008 and 2009.
Yeah. Exactly.
What was the education experience for the children that you were around in Chile? How did they deal with coming back from this in Chile? Got about a minute.
Well, yeah. Well, what was interesting for me too is because I have this global network of schools, Ravi Unite Schools. I have a bunch of schools in Chile as well that are part of it. So I was working closely and talking frequently with the headmasters and the people in charge of these schools to see how they are adapting. So it was interesting because I had both the student perspective and the teacher administrator.
Mm-hmm.
on how these schools
did they make their children stay home like we did?
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
And did they do remote learning? Did they do remote learning through the end of the year? What did they do?
Absolutely. And it's going to be that way through the end of their school year, which ends in December.
That's right. They're upside down from us. They have a different cycle, don't they?
Exactly.
Their winter is our summer, and vice versa. So
these kids physically went to school for 3 days.
Wow.
That was it.
That's crazy. Hey, Ravi, I need your website, please.
RaviUnites.com. RaviUnites.
And the new book is called Pivot.
Yep, Pivot. Right. Empowering students today to succeed in an unpredictable tomorrow.
We're going to get Ravi to talk to us about the future of education, folks. Not only are they our children, they're our future employees and partners and customers. We need to get them educated. Ravi will help us talk about that after the break. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.